How do you recognize a child of God? How do you recognize a child of God? Whoa, hallelujah, whoa. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Or as Dr. Len would say, Yeshua. I, RJ, also known as Reverend Roxy, is speaking to you and letting you know what day it is, what time it is. It is the inside hour and the man of the hour, the man with the insight, the man with the foresight, not hindsight, is going to give it up for the Creator, because we can't do anything other than that, to be appreciative and give thanks for this day, for this Tuesday, now, soon to be Wednesday on the East Coast. I, Reverend Roxy, want to bring in the man who will be talking to you tonight, some serious truth. Dr. Len?
Hey, Reverend Roxy, thanks for joining us. Thanks for allowing us to hear your beautiful voice again.
Well, you know, you're a child of God, I'm a child of God, and everybody that's listening out there is a child of God, and we've got the good news to share with them and the insight. So without further ado, could you please give us the invitation for this evening so that
we can
get on to doing the business of this.
Excellent. Okay. Heavenly Creator, praise you for your glorious blessings. Thanks so much for not only Reverend Roxy Hampton, but everybody at BBS, for Seth in Engineering and Don Newsom, and thanks for all you folks that are out there listening. I'm going to ask for a special blessing and anointing so that we can be uplifted in your Holy Spirit flow, Heavenly Creator. I need to have that not only for my words to be your words, my heart, your heart, but also for all the people that are listening on BBS Radio as well as on the love528.tv. And we know we've got that going out. Love528TV. .net is going out right now, broadcasting on live stream. So we ask for you to bless everybody that's with us tonight, Heavenly Creator, so that every single one of us can be uplifted, saved, literally physically saved from all the decimations and the intoxications that are being administered in the name of public health that's in violation of your sanctity and your absolute blood covenant, to keep your blood and your word holy as our compelling force if we want to live righteously. So I ask for a special, powerful, righteous, right-standing, musical, mathematical anointing that everyone listening uplifts majorly this coming week. This will be a week that we're uplifted in your light of love, that shall be administered through your angels of protection and uplifting and illumination. And that we, your physical, humble servants in these bodies, shall be uplifted in your heavenly, metaphysical light of love so that we can be all that we can be, that we can be sustained even when the times are rough, that we can be living on the earth but no longer of it, as Yeshua, our Messiah, once said, and that prophesied that the kingdom of heaven is near, meaning right here, right now, and that we shall do more than what he has done. Well, that time is now, and we ask for a special powerful anointing on every listener tonight, that they be uplifted in that truth, that word, that will, that way of you, Heavenly Creator, so that when we touch people, they are healed. When we look at people, they see your everlasting glow of light literally coming into them from your windows of the soul that you've designed to reflect your glory, the human eyes. And that light of love, as it radiates from us, from our eyes in our heavenly temple, be the absolute broadcast of your clear channel of divinity to bless humanity maximally, so that we are healed and uplifted in your humble service, as well as helping all of our brothers and sisters worldwide to heal whatever ails them. So in Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you for this hour of insight. Amen.
Amen.
There you go. How's that?
That was beautiful. That was so beautiful. We should go through all of them that we've ever done and put them all together, because I know they'd make one mighty sermon.
Oh, well, that'd be a nice thing to do. You're right.
Wouldn't it?
Hey, we'll give that assignment to Don. Don, if you're listening in BBS Central. You know, Seth, I know you're listening. Don, if you're listening, there is an opportunity. You could create a CD, Horowitz's Absolute Prayerful Rantings. How's that?
Ah, well, you know, when you're full of the Spirit, yeah, prophet, you have to speak, you know, and that's the whole mission of the prophet, is to speak. If the prophet doesn't speak, then no revelations can be clarified, and we need to have revelations up to date and clarified as we open up this big mystery that's not really a mystery. It's just that we have to wake up. So tell us about this whole thing, because I know everybody's just gaga go-go about this health discussion that they're having in Washington and the $1 billion that the vaccine companies are getting so that they can prepare the swine flu. The swine flu.
The piggy flu.
The piggy flu. You know, please share with everybody. And then I'd like to tell the parable of the pilgrim and the plague at some point, and we'd then go into the good news why we don't have to fear. There is no fear in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a wonderful thing. No fear in the kingdom of heaven. I'll second that one. Hey, we got a little message from Seth in engineering. He says, fear not. Don is not here, but Seth is overseeing all and is greatly appreciative of what it is that we're doing.
Oh, well, you know, I look good because of Seth.
Seth, there you go. You make Reverend Roxy look good.
Yeah.
You're doing your homework.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me get to some new, really relatively breaking news. Yesterday I got word that the United States federal government is spending another $1 billion for the upcoming flu season for stockpiling the flu garbage, the intoxic waste that they are going to be injecting into those stupid people's bloodstreams. I say stupid people all humbly. I do. I really mean that. It's just sad that the mainstream media has kept people in the dark, and that you, me, and Reverend Roxy and Seth in engineering hasn't done enough to wake humanity up. Now, Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, not the Newsom boys in BBS. We have not done what I would hope we would have done, which is wake everybody up to the scam that's coming down. And so I want you to know that as of yesterday, Reuters reported from Washington, U.S. is spending another $1 billion to stockpile, get this, Baxter's flu vaccines. I mean, Jane Burgermeister has already created a lawsuit. There's a lawsuit currently ongoing, officially filed with the criminal department of the government of Australia against Baxter, the American company that sent out H5N1 contaminated vaccines to 18 European nations and laboratories inexplicably. They had no explanation whatsoever for this fact that they have actually loosed what can kill 60% of those people infected. In other words, it's the most hideous of all the flu viruses that Baxter Corporation somehow loosed. And when you read the lawsuit, and I did read it, it gives you some additional insights. It talks about what happened in the laboratories that were surrounding the outbreak, or the accident, as they call it. The people were hospitalized. They were sent home. A lot of the companies that were involved actually brought their employees back to the company, such as in Japan, from Austria. So it's actually far more serious than what was reported. I suspect that there were more than ferrets who were experimentally poisoned with the H5N1 bird flu that is apparently now making its way. Now, this is exactly, by the way, this is exactly what the Reuters was reporting in the first days of the Mexican flu outbreak. So if you go back to April and you really read those reports, they were predicting that by this coming fall, we would have H5N1 recombined with H1N1, which is the swine flu, and then the normal flu recombinant combined in that would create the trio, the unholy trinity, let's call it, basically that would bring on this hideous plague that they've been preparing for. So another $1 billion was spent on the vaccines from the United States federal government. And so, again, for those of you who think that Barack Obama is going to be our great savior, you have got to have another think, because really what we're looking at is the Bush administration's policies being continued with the Barack Obama administration, and that we're really looking at genocide. Of course, they give you a little statistic: about 36,000 people die each year of seasonal flu in the U.S. They hype it up to say 500,000, as many as 500,000 internationally. But now with these new viruses loose, it could be completely another story. Now, I want to also touch upon the other significant revelations. And by the way, the Russian scientists have warned now, as of yesterday, Russian scientists came out and said that our fast foods actually are carrying H1N1 pandemic flu genes and sequences that would recombine within our own bodies with the flu virus that's circulating to create a worsening flu. I thought that was a little bit of interesting piece of knowledge. But the main feature that I want to talk about tonight and share with you, please go online if you have not done so already. First of all, sign up for the newsletters. We've sent out history-making, two newsletters in just about 1 week from Healthy World Store, so that you really want to check out the sign-up form on healthyworldstore.com. Sign up with your email address so that you can get these important news releases, as well as stories and reports that I'm putting out now with regard to warning us. We've only got a few months left to prepare. If what the authorities are saying is true, if all of this money and stockpiling is going to be put to use, which is what everybody is decreeing, well, you know, we better make sure that we know all the facts and that you share all the facts with your loved ones, because it's solely the truth that can set us free from vaccination toxicity. And so this is why it's important to look at who is Barack Obama's science czar. Who is the top man in the current administration that's dictating scientific policy for Obama at all? It happens to be a man by the name of John Holdren. John Holdren, who was the co-author with a fellow by the name of Paul R. Ehrlich in the publication of what was called Ecoscience. Now, these were the principal books and principal authors that several years ago decreed that we have an overpopulation problem, and that the only way to effectively deal with overpopulation is radically, at this point, using contaminated vaccinations causing sterility, as occurred not just in the Philippines, but in America, in urban America, targeting mostly black women in the United States. 25% of black women in the United States have gone sterile. The only explanation is that those people took, just like the millions of Filipinos, and by the way, you know, many people are down on the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope. Well, I'm not going to stand up for them, but I am going to tell you one thing's for sure. They are the only organization that came out actually verbally stating that they are appalled at the use of contaminated vaccinations to cause sterility in millions of women worldwide. And so this is a very, very important subject. And the man who's in charge of science right now in the Obama administration was the principal co-author of the book that called for that to be done. So for those of you who are still thinking that we have a great black savior in the White House, you have got to think again. Now, I want to bring to your attention a couple other interesting things about the name of this co-author of John Holdren, Ehrlich. It just so happens that that's a pretty famous name in medicine. In fact, the name S. Paul Ehrlich was the surgeon genocide of the United States during the Carter administration, and that during this term, 1976 it was, this was when the Central Intelligence Agency was being investigated for the spraying of deadly biological weapons in the tunnels of Pennsylvania Turnpike, in the subways of New York, and out of the skies of San Francisco. And I'm sure Reverend Roxy was there at the time, where they were actually spraying San Francisco population with, out of airplanes, the ceratium or cessins and the various biological test agents to see how dispersing of biological weapons could take place. And there were records of many people sustaining illness and death from that. And so there was a congressional investigation that occurred in 1976. And interestingly enough, at the time, the surgeon genocide of the United States was S. Paul Ehrlich. And what was he doing? If you study the congressional record, he was covering up. Everything that he was doing was a cover-up. He was taking the heat off of the Department of Defense, taking the focus of attention off the CIA, and denying that all of this documented evidence was actually there and solid. Now, interestingly enough, if you look at, and this, by the way, this subject came up today because I had a couple interviews, one this morning with a sister, Francine Morris, who's on CBS Network, broadcasting out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And she has three CBS stations there that carry her broadcast, and the subject came up of who the Illuminati is. And then this afternoon, Eben Ray from KPFK Pacifica, from Los Angeles down to San Diego, interviewed me. Likewise, the same bit of information came up of who is doing this? Who is behind the poisonings and the vaccination intoxication for depopulation? And I said to her, it's the Rockefeller family. And if you study this history with Ehrlich being the attorney genocide of the United States in 1976, it was Rockefeller who was in charge of the entire congressional investigation into the CIA's wrongdoings, including the spraying of biological weapons. Now, if that's not bad enough, you got a Holdren in the White House who's co-authored with R. Paul Ehrlich, who is probably related to S. Paul Ehrlich, S. Paul Ehrlich, and then I'm getting my Ehrlichs confused here. And then, if that's not bad enough, literally, the whole grandfather of all of modern medicine was Paul Ehrlich. Back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, he actually coined the term chemotherapy, drug therapy. He was the first one that came up with an antibiotic, the first antibiotic that was a sulfa drug that predated even the penicillin.
The word itself.
Yeah.
At this point in 1942.
Yeah. And then what's worse is he was also pioneered the field of autoimmunity, which if you understand vaccine toxicity, the principal reason why there's all these new plagues is because when you get injected with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and with the smallpox vaccine, it's literally cow pus. When you get injected with that witch's brew, just missing eye of newt to make it complete, then you've got what happens is that these foreign proteins that flow into your body, they land on your own white blood cell bodyguards and your own proteins. And the white blood cell bodyguards read this thing called an antigenic complex. That means it's part of your own code and part of this foreign germ's code, and it gets confused. It tells the army of white blood cell bodyguards, if you ever see this combination sequence that the immunologists call it, quote, antigenic complex. Antigenic complex. Every child should be taught that word, antigenic complex, or those two words. That complex is the source of all of the autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS and Lou Gehrig's, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis that so many elderly people that were vaccinated suffer from, these inflamed, painful joints, this Guillain-Barré that my mother died from, that so many people that took the swine flu in 1970s, 1976, developed this autoimmune disease because of the complex formation. Now that, everybody needs to understand, because when you're going to get your arm injected with flu vaccines this coming fall, God forbid, then what's going to happen is that those foreign proteins are going to enter your body. And besides these flu viruses and strains of the flu virus that can recombine, creating worse beasties, then what's going to happen is your antigenic complexes in your own body are going to whack out your immune system, and you're going to have what Paul Ehrlich, Nobel Prize winner, got his basic prize for, is showing you that if you inject and infect people with toxic waste, autoimmune diseases develop. How's that for your report for tonight's Inside Hour? I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Reverend Roxy, you had something on your agenda, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, we're talking about fear, and we're talking about these man-made plagues. And I thought it'd be interesting to give people an analogy of how I and other people see the world as it is today. And we liken it to this, which is the story of the pilgrim and the plague. Everybody knows that the pilgrim, at least once in their life, has to go to Mecca to do homage to Allah, and they make and prepare themselves to go. Well, this one certain pilgrim was on his way to Mecca to do homage, and he met the plague halfway there. And he looked and he said, "You're the plague." And he says, "Yes." He recognized me. He says, "Where are you going?" He says, "Oh, I'm going to Baghdad to kill me 5,000 people." And the pilgrim thought about it and said, "I could think of 5,000 people. That's not a lot of people. Okay, well, you go ahead. I got to go off to Mecca." So he goes off to Mecca, and when he gets there, he does his thing, and he's praying. Days go by, he's praying, and then he gets news that the plague struck Baghdad, and 50,000 people died. Oh, my goodness, he was distressed. "The plague lied to me. He said he was going to Baghdad. He was going to kill 5,000. He killed 50,000 people. He lied. I know what the plague looks like. I have to go back. I have to warn him. He can't get out of here." So he gets up off his knees, and he prepares, and he leaves. On his way back to Baghdad, he meets the plague coming back from Baghdad, going off back to Mecca. And he confronts the plague, and he says, "You lied to me. You lied to me. You said you were going to Baghdad to kill 5,000 people. You lied to me. You killed 50,000 people." And the plague looked at the pilgrim and he said, "Sir, I did not lie to you. I did kill 5,000 people. The other 45,000 died of fright. And I'm going to liken this to what's getting ready to happen to a lot of us as we begin to give in to even the fear of having to confront the idea of having to roll up our sleeves. It is time to thwart the plan. And the only way to do that is to enter into the lion's den and to confront the fear." And I'm sure everybody out there that has a brain has and knows that vaccines are not necessarily good for us. And so therefore we want more science. We want more people talking about this to us, and we have a right to know. And so until the world gets to the right to know legislation, until we can get that passed, we're sunk. So I really want to say that, Len. I don't want 45,000 dying this year. Confront this thing and let's get down with it. And you have some solutions, and there are solutions out there to this problem, and that would bring us to our commercial side of everything that pays the bills. Can you please talk to the people about our next wonderful product that we have out there? Is tonight going to be Zoolite? I think that you should talk about that some more. I think it would help to continue to give the good news. Aloha.
Oh, yeah, Reverend Roxy, thanks for reminding me. You know, I typically forget to take commercial breaks and tell people about the wonderful things that we do have. You know, folks, if you have not tried OxySilver yet or become a part of the OxySilver affiliate network, please do that right away. You'll be helping to save lives. You know, another thing that I thought, every single one of you listening tonight, and there are a bunch of you, if you simply committed to have one more person join us next week on the Inside Hour to listen in, you can listen online, you could do that at BBS Radio, or you could do it at love528tv.net. Go to either place. And by the way, I want to also let you know, we right now have a 24/7 broadcasting station up on fluscam.com. Now that article and those news articles, there's also latest news is available right now on fluscam.com. It's the principal central processing station for everything you want to know that's the real truth behind the global pandemic and the fright that, like Reverend Roxy said, it's going to kill far more people, the fear is, than the actual devil. And so there's also Swine Flu Media Central on the fluscam.com website. That's really important because there you get a chance to look at all of the wonderful YouTube presentations that are available, and that television station I talked to you about, that's fluscam.tv. It's on the fluscam.com domain. So if you go to fluscam.com, you'll get to also fluscam.tv, and then when you're there, you'll be seeing some of the submissions. I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you got my newsletter this past week, then you know that the United States federal government is, hey, Reverend Roxy, this is for you too. The U.S. federal government has created a contest, a YouTube contest. For submissions, they're going to pay you $2,500. That's all. They're pretty cheap. U.S. federal government's pretty cheap. $2,500 for the best YouTube presentation in 15 or 30 seconds so that they're asking you to produce your own propaganda. It's got to be in favor of vaccines, don't you know? It's got to be in favor, of course, of natural methods, too, but they're going to mix in the vaccines. And so they're going to give you $2,500. That contest and the information about it is on fluscam.com. And so, Reverend Roxy, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm matching that $2,500 cash award or available in more life-saving OxySilver, the equivalent of $2,500 in OxySilver, to the winner of the truth-telling contest for YouTube videos. And there's no limitation on length of time except up to 10 minutes and some odd seconds YouTube allows your video submissions. So we're collecting the best of the best, and some of them are online now. You've got to see the top ones. They're listed on fluscam.com. One of them is called Say No to Vaccines. It's called the vaccine song, Say No to Vaccines. It is absolutely fabulous. You must see it. There's a submission of a comic from Canada who's done terrific work exposing vaccinations through comic routines. And he has submitted a wonderful YouTube video that's in the running for the best video. So if for those of you who are out there who have not heard yet, please go online to fluscam.com, get the rules and regulations for submitting YouTube videos, tell all your friends that they can join in the humor and exposing the government at the same time for the propaganda and the genocidal manipulations of the populations by vaccination. So here's who pays the bill. It's OxySilver.com. So thank you for those of you who have joined up as affiliates. You get to buy a 40% discount. That's very, very inexpensive then when you buy wholesale. And also, it's an affiliate network where you actually can make 40%. We give you a $6,600 valued website for free with no hidden costs. There's no monthly fees. There's nothing for you to order unless you want to order. You don't need to order to remain an affiliate. Reason being is because 3 months from now, you might run into somebody that says, you know, I've got this horrible flu. Can you help me? And you can say, yeah, go to my website. That's your website. You can tell them to go to your website and order from you. And what you do as an affiliate is you get immediately a check for 20% at the end of the month. And if you build your Downline. Right now it's 3 levels. We're working to make it 5. Download, you will have your lines paying you as much as 40% of the retail price from any business that's conducted via your website or your network. So that's a real blessing. Also, you know what pays the bills, and we thank you for supporting us. The books, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola in This Day and Age, and the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, are very important. The latter book is the most important for the average layperson who has no clue what's coming down. If you get them that book or you ask them to order from healthyworldstore.com, that's healthyworldstore.com. The book that's important is Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. That's a title that did not come out after 9/11. It came out before September 11th. Think about it. Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that very few people were talking about before September 11, 2001. So that book was prophesied, a basic prophecy, and it was had a prophetic title. And it tells us what's happening right now. It explains the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting non-lethal warfare, which is a misnomer. Non-lethal warfare actually kills people, but slowly and painfully and expensively. And that's the method of choice of taking out targeted populations for population reduction, population control, which is on the agenda, again, from the White House, John Holdren. That's dear to his heart, is how to reduce populations today. So the book Death in the Air is what we submitted. I sent out 750 of those books to libraries across the country and another few hundred to the congressional people and the investigators on staff serving the United States Congress in the prayer that it would make a difference. Well, that prayer was not particularly answered well. We don't have too many Congress people, men and women, who are willing to tell the truth when they're on the take from special interests. So the reality is you and I need to work a little harder. That's all. We've got the materials, we've got the information, we've got the truth that can set humanity free from toxicity and premature demise. We have all the facts and the products that can enhance longevity. Take PrimoLife, Zeolife, Love Minerals. If you want to know what I'm doing and what my family is doing, I start my day with a quart of pH-adjusted drinking water that I pray over as I put in a couple capfuls, 3 capfuls of OxySilver into a quart. I put in Love Minerals, 9 drops, and then I drink it and I enjoy it. A few, probably a half hour at least, to an hour later, when I start to get a little hungry, I'll then have a fruit smoothie made with Green Harvest. We do that in Hawaii all the time. Reverend Roxy is the champion at making Green Harvest fruit smoothies with avocado and all magnificent fresh squeezed cane juice. Nothing like it in the world. And man, are we healthy when we do that. Well, here on the what we call the Mad Land, I'm in Southern California now working. And what I'm able to do here is not nearly as good as what we get in Hawaii, but at least it's far better than anything else that's on the fast food circuit or even in the good food restaurants. A fresh fruit smoothie, ideally made with organic fruit juices, an organic banana, a couple scoops of Green Harvest, and throw in some ice, and I am totally sustained until about lunchtime, which maybe is 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon these days. So that's what I do. Also, I take a couple capfuls of PrimoLife, P-R-I-M-O, PrimoLife.net. Go check out PrimoLife.net. And then also, and by the way, PrimoLife is the top shelf. It doesn't get any better. It's a little expensive, but if you're an associate or an affiliate or buy wholesale, you'll get the 40% discount. So the reality is that there's nothing better in terms of a broad-spectrum nutraceutical supplement than PrimoLife. It's got all the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes, top shelf to give you complete sustainability and nutrient satisfaction. You've got also the product called Zeolife, Z-E-O-L-I-F-E. Zeolife.net is the website to check out with that product. Zeolife is the best broad-spectrum detoxifying product in the world. And if you study the medical scientific literature, you know that Zeolite, that's Z-E-O-L-I-G-H-T, or Z-E-O-L-I-T-E, Zeolite, is essentially a product that is used for the medical industry for chelation therapy. Chelation pulls minerals, however, out of your body, good minerals that you need. It also drops some of the toxins, heavy metals, and chemicals into your intestine as it draws it out. That's why some medical patients undergoing chelation with Zeolite get sick. Well, we've solved that problem for you. Zeolife, Zeolife.net is the website. Zeolife actually restores the minerals to your body. So you don't have to worry about mineral deficiency when you're on a detoxification protocol, nor do you have to worry about those toxins being dropped off in your intestine poisoning you. So that's what Zeolife does, is it holds on to those toxins until they literally leave your body. The other thing that it's extraordinary for, it's the only product really in the world that also addresses the frequency vibration of aberrant energies that you and I take in when we're dealing with literally the media, when we're dealing with video display terminals and televisions and the electrical circuits and the wires and the power lines and the cell phones, all those things that cause aberrant electromagnetic frequencies to enter our body water. 80% of your body is a creative juice. It's literally like the ocean water. The rest of it is like the lava rock. It's full of minerals. So, you know, life is a beach. You heard that saying before. Life is a beach. So are you. You're filled with 80% of your body weight is seawater. So there's the ocean. The other 20% is minerals, mostly. And so that's how your tissues are built, restored, and maintained, is through this this ability of your body to build elements and minerals, to build proteins, to build all sorts of genetic material and various body parts. Life is a beach. So are you. And so the concept of water, which is a liquid crystal, superconductor, it is what moves the energy through your body. Your DNA is a Tesla coil. Tesla coils, if you've seen electrical engines, there's copper wire that's wound around the electrical engine. The plates within the engine are magnetic. And so the copper around the magnetic core actually causes increased torque, spin, velocity, and horsepower. Likewise, your DNA is spiraling around six-sided hexagonal-shaped crystal cluster water molecules. H2O is a tetrahedron. When two water molecules' polarity align up their polarity, it forms the Star of David, and that is reflected in the sacred geometry of everything. Literally, everything, all of sacred geometry. If you read the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, read that book, and what you'll find is that every single sacred geometric form, as well as the constants, pi, phi, and the Fibonacci series, the spiraling fractal universe is made from nine core creative frequencies alone. So you want to heal, you want to avoid getting intoxicated and have alternatives that naturally uplift and sustain you and heal you miraculously. Well, gee whiz, you start with the music, because you are the music. We are the music. The best definition you'll learn in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code of who you are. It's a book as well as a DVD. Get the DVD called the Love Code Seminar DVD. It's my latest one. It's excellent. That coupled with the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, gives you everything you need about the great news on the planet. Again, you can get that by calling toll-free, 888. Here is the toll-free number. to get the books, tapes, DVDs, healthcare products I just mentioned. 888-508-4787. Write it down and give it to friends. 888-508-4787. Yeah, we could use the money to sustain us. Reverend Roxy's absolutely right. But you know what else? We could use you to help save some lives. We've been trying to do that without your help for a long time. It's better with your help. So do whatever you can. Get people awake and aware of not only the problems, but the solutions. And so this concept of water resonating is also what Zeolife engages. It puts into your body, just like we do with the OxySilver, a 528 hertz frequency of resonance that's virtually the love frequency of the universe, that when you homeopathically administer that to your body water, all of those tetrahedron crystal, those magnificent crystal structure water molecules within your body and the liquid crystal, the creative juice that's filling your Holy Spirit-filled temple, starts to resonate. It starts to vibrate with the sound of love music. And so that's, love is the universal healer. You know that. There's nothing new about that. So you combine what we know about love and what we know about creationism and music and the musical mathematics that uplift and sustain us, and we add that to everything that we can, as well as prayer. By the way, here's a little tip. Sure, you can get fabulous results if you take OxySilver without prayer, but I don't recommend it. I urge you to get used to praying over the things that you do, including the things that you take into your own Holy Spirit-filled temple for sustenance and viability and vitality and energy and love, everything. The homeopathic world is in your body, vibrating right now. You wouldn't be here without water, and the water within you is extremely important. So anyway, for those of you watching tonight on BBSradio.com via Skype and listening on BBS as well as on 528, love528tv.net, please do inform your friends, family about both the good news and the bad, because that way you and I can leave this planet and say, you know what, we did the best we could with what we had, and we saved a lot of lives doing it. So thanks so much. Reverend Roxy.
Yo.
So that was a lengthy commercial.
That was an infomercial.
That was an infomercial.
You can't not talk enough about what is getting ready to confront us. It's our challenge. It is the judgment. And I know that in the family poem, and I know week after week I keep referring to the family poem, it says, and we filled the earth with clues because we knew even then who would win and who would lose. So the opportunity to win is here by having the information, by having this antagonistic skepticism for what everybody else seems to find to be the clear-cut answers. We see them as not answers. And so the challenge here is to make sure that we still have enough freedom in this world to make a choice about which way we would like to confront our demise. I particularly don't like being pushed off cliffs, nor do I like sticking and rolling up my sleeve for unknown quantities of poison. So as long as we can understand this is even worse than going off to the showers in Auschwitz, we need to really understand that they figured out how to do this, how to get us to do it to ourselves. And of everything that you said tonight, I really want people to understand what Dr. Len is saying when he talks about the combination of viruses that are being put into the fast food. That's where they're gonna get you. They already got you. Jack in the Box had that mini burger sale. Oh, they gave away mini sirloin burgers. Can you think of enough SV40? It could be possibly in all of those to now go get your swine flu inoculation at Long's Drugs. It's all set up for you. Look at them as showers. You being a messianic Jew, and also know what I'm talking about, Len, when I say this. Hit the showers. That's what they're asking us to do. And I'm like, ain't no water in that shower. There's no magic, no miracles in that syringe or in that injection. So let them know that they put SB40 into everything, and that is the missing link gene that can connect things up like you never saw before. So that Red Rocks is trying to tell you these things because we're the messengers, and we know. We've been given some clues, and we'd be guilty of something terrible if we weren't talking about it now.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the verse in the Bible is about the watchman. If you're a watch person, and those of you listening, don't share this with others with the opportunities that you get, then if those people suffer and their blood is spilled, then the blood falls on your shoulders. The karmic reaction is equally shared. And I believe that is about the reason for that law. Let me just get this very, very clear and out there quickly. The reason that that's the case is because you and I are brothers and sisters. We are literally part of the divine family. And I can't continue without you, and you can't continue without me, because really, we are one. And so if I leave you behind, then guess what? You know, that's not just not heroic. It's not even real with the understanding of who we really are. You know, this afterlife. And the fact is, I've already said this, I've shared this a couple times on this show and others. This physical body is given too much credit. The reality is, in the metaphysical realm is where really the action is. And so, you know, you talk about angels of protection, you talk about miraculous manifestations, and the energy signals that come literally like cosmic radiation, except in this case they're coming from the heavenly throne, the place where nothing's missing or broken, the kingdom of heaven, and we're being infused with that love light. And that's why uplifted with that. And for those of you who, you know, want to do some experiments, I had fun a couple weeks ago at Live H2O on the beach. I was suggesting that people, especially couples, grasp each other, give each other hugs, and at the same time chant 528. Like yah. Actually, I have one of those forks right here. The yah tuning fork is right here. So here you go. Ready? Let's do it. Yah. Yeah, so when we did that, and the couples did that, you know, numerous times they said, you know, I felt like I was encased in light and just being blessed with this energy and this heartfelt connection to this other person that they were hugging at the time. The energy was all about what happens to people when they die. Study all the science. When people die or they have near-death experiences, they go through this light and into the light, and that's into the love, and that's very peaceful therein. Well, you know, bringing that down to earth into this Holy Spirit-filled temple to uplift is really what we're needing to do now. Reverend Roxy, you said something a couple minutes ago that triggered a memory for me. Do you remember in southern France there was the persecution of the Cathars? Do you remember that part of history?
Gee whiz, give me a date.
All right, that was, I think it was somewhere around the 12 or 1300s, maybe at most the 1400s, but it was when there was a spiritual renaissance that was happening, just like there is today in southern France, and the church and the politicians at the time, the royalty, decided to squash it. And so the people that were engaged in it, they were called the Cathars. And so they rounded them all up. There were thousands and thousands of them. And they marched them into not the concentration camp or the quarantine camp like today. They marched them to a burning cross, and they marched them into a central inferno that they lit the fire, and they made them burn. And the way that they went was kind of like what you said. They all went singing. They all refused to give in to fear. They all refused to give up that connection to the Most High. And they went literally proud and in love and joining each other in communion, community with the Most High and each other in song. And so I think that's interesting, and I think maybe that's going to be played out again in the near future here.
Oh, it's all about the hereafter. What I ask people as they begin to explore this idea of the hereafter is to ask themselves, if it was to come today that hereafter was now here, would you be satisfied with the mind, body, and soul that you possess at this moment? What could you take with you if the hereafter was to let go of the body? What would you bring to the hereafter? What would be the deeds? And in that hereafter, to be trapped in evil, because that's what you was in the present when the hereafter hit, is what you will be forever frozen and identified with that. And so this is the reason why redemption, up to the very moment that the judgment occurs, it's possible to repent, to be redeemed. Whatever it is that you do, whether it is in the physical, by giving yourself some minerals or doing something because you're feeling poorly, you want to make a difference in your life, so you start to eat differently. In your spiritual life, you may change your opinions about what you are doing and do something different to uplift your spirit, whatever it is. But will you be happy with your thoughts and who you are in the hereafter if it was to come right now? And that's why we prepare. And that's why I believe that this is the reason why we were born, to show people that there is a moment in time, even in death, where it can be forever. And if it is, then who will you be frozen in that hereafter? I know I want to be as close to the Creator as I possibly can be, and that will ensure me that at least I have some semblance of the way. And the only way to do that is to go towards the light. And so that's why we have this opportunity, and we'll continue to have this opportunity to share with those who are out there and willing to listen, and then to apply this knowledge. Go do something about this. Give us a call sometime. Sure like to have someone call sometime, huh, Dr. Mann?
Well, you know, I have, you know, I rarely give out the number for callers. I think we've had a couple callers in the last couple weeks. We have from Canada, and I just got off an email to him yesterday, and there's a guy who's been trying to undermine me in YouTube, and so he suggested that I respond, so I did, and I got that cleared up. You know, there's a lot of people that are just sadly in another world. And, you know, Reverend Roxy, you know, before we end tonight, let me ask you something that came to mind. You were in San Francisco, were you not, with Dangerous George back in the 70s, weren't you?
No, I was not. I was on the East Coast. I was in Southern California. He was in the North. I was in Southern California, Venice, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Where you are now. Why?
Where were you in 1968?
Oh, my goodness. I was on the East Coast, hanging out in Harlem and running around in the Lower East Side, trying to be a black hippie.
Okay. I just wanted to know, did you hear about anything that the CIA had done, a biological weapons test in the subway system of New York?
Oh, yeah. We could get into that next week. We could get into the Lincoln Tunnel. We could get into it. Yeah, because when you talk about it, but, you know, it's like 6:55 here where I am, and I know we have Don Nikoloff coming on, but I tell you, I would very much like to to piggyback on what you were saying about that whole time. And Mae Brussels, I would like to be able to introduce, maybe we can do a little work with her, even though she's gone. She's left a wealth of information about that particular time, specifically in 1968, and the whole period.
You know, let's go into, let's, let, You know, let's do that. If you're available, do you think you'll be around next week?
I will, because we're going to talk about the Church Commission. We're going to talk about all the things that we need to remember that are very real, because there is where the evidence of what our government is capable of, our shadow government is capable of, let's say, behind our president's back. So there's a lot more going on here than we meet the eye, and when we can confront it and really be adult about it, we can see where they're taking us, and then we have a decision to make. And I'd rather make that decision based on good knowledge. So you're absolutely right. I think we need to clarify history. We need to vindicate some people, and I'll be ready to do that next week. In fact, I'll have my stuff all prepared to discuss that particular area where they did experiment and show how viruses could be spread and clues could be given and tracking for the numbers.
Very valuable. You know, history repeats itself, folks, if you don't study and learn history. And so what Reverend Roxy's suggesting next week on Inside Hour, we'll do a segment that deals with where this whole biological weapon mentality came from and what we know from congressional records and earlier history and how it relates to today. I'll also have updates for you from fluscam.com. By the way, there's one other thing that I forgot to mention tonight. The Obama administration is suggesting that their most important issue right now on Capitol Hill is health care reform. So I want you to go to alternativehealthcarenow.org. alternativehealthcarenow.org, and see what we've posted. There's a little YouTube DVD on there that I just recently did. I think you'll find that very important, because you know what's missing completely and shows the gross criminal negligence of the wicked witch of the West in the White House, Hillary, in her movement towards health care reform and national health care coverage. They have completely eliminated what Americans want. Americans spend more out-of-pocket dollars on alternative and complementary care. They spend it at the acupuncture offices and the chiropractor's offices, and they spend it on homeopathy and massage therapy and essential oils, and they spend it on OxySilver, and they spend it on all of the things that can keep people naturally healthy and well. Well, guess what's missing out of the Obama administration health care reform debate? It is nowhere to be found, alternative health care. And so it is just part of the scam. So, folks, you can put some support into petitions that are currently available, and we are asking you to become activists, at least in your own circle of friends and family, to declare that we deserve to have what we vote for with our dollars more often than going to see doctors, medical deities, I like to call them, is natural healing. So make sure that you stop off at that website. Again, here's that toll-free number to call to get any of the products I've mentioned tonight. Get on OxySilver, get on Primo Life, Zeo Life, and Liquid Minerals. Hydrate yourself adequately with pH 8 adjusted water. I've mentioned the quart of water I drink in the morning, it's pH adjusted. Right now I'm using the Melody Water Unit to produce it. It's a fabulous, reasonably priced for what it is. You don't have to spend $5,000 for a water machine. You can spend like $1,500, $1,300 for a Melody unit. And it's on healthyworldstore.com. Toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Thanks so much for listening tonight, folks. Again, tell your friends next week, if you bring one more person to this show next week, I might have a special surprise for you besides Reverend Roxy Hampton's blessing. Stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on bbsradio.com. Ask Brother Don how he's doing. Give him a call on his show, and bless Seth in engineering and Don on BBS. Thanks a lot. Love you. Talk with you next week. Aloha. Says Reverend.